Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The historic Tracy Festival begins this weekend. What's it all about? Let's go in-depth with one of the organizers, Tyler Christian. Tyler, did you grow up in Tracy?
I did. Born in Oskaloosa, but lived in Tracy from birth till 18 years of age.
All right, and so went to Twin Cedars.
Went to Twin Cedars, mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting community down there in Tracy itself, but then there's also lots of interaction, lots of community identity about all the little towns in that part of the county.
Yes. Twin Cedars is a consolidated school, which definitely provides that sense of community amongst all the small towns in southeast Marion County. And one of the interesting facts about Tracy is the Tracy Schoolhouse that the town's kind of known for, that was a consolidated school in its time in the early 1900s as well.
And what did it consolidate?
I think it was the North and South Lincoln school districts, the Bethel school districts. I think there's an East and a West Bethel, and then a couple of schools from Mahaska County, and then a Tracy one-room schoolhouse, and then all of those smaller one-room schoolhouses consolidated when they built the schoolhouse in 1914.
And it's sort of interesting, the fact it was right there on the river, or it still is right there on the river, but then had the tracks going through, too, but nearby.
Yep. I mean, Tracy essentially started when Belle Fountain, the river town, was kind of depleted as a town, and the river freight traffic went away, and then that's when the rail really took over, and Tracy is known for its railroad and agricultural heritage.
And now there's the grain facility for Two Rivers Cooperative.
Yep, and there had been a staple of a co-op of some kind for a number of years, and then they recently expanded to build that new grain facility and LP port there south of town.
Well, and if you get up in the houses up overlooking the river, it is absolutely beautiful.
Yes, it is. If you ever get it, well, not many people get the chance, but a view from near the water tower or on top of the water tower is a really neat view.
You sound like you've been there.
I have, but I don't know that you're supposed to be up there.
You probably did that when you were a kid.
Yeah, but it's quite the view of the river and the Cedar Creek area and the railroad, and it's a really neat view.
Do you know what the population was at its height?
I don't know if after 1975, if it ever went up any, but prior to 1975, the population was 300 at its highest. There was a centennial book written in 1975, and I just read in it the other day that at its lowest, it was about 80, and then 300 was its highest population prior to 1975.
I thought it was higher given the number. I mean, it seems like I meet a lot of people from Tracy, mm-hmm. from the area.
I think Tracy, as a platted town, was probably, in that range, but people reference Tracy as their home even when, it reaches almost near clear to Bussey, even people say they're from Tracy. So, I mean, I can think of people on the south side of Cedar Creek that refer to Tracy as their hometown, and really they're out in the country and they could probably say Bussey or something else. So,
maybe in the Tracy zip code.
Yeah.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Tracy Festival with one of the organizers, Tyler Christian. And then when you were growing up, there was a festival, right?
Yes. For many, many years. I think it was still going on when I moved away and went to college. And, during that time, the festival was, it had been ongoing since since 1975 Centennial was which was the first Tracy Festival, and you know that it was a parade. There was lots of things for kids to do. There was lots of music and you know, fun games for both adults and kids. I remember square dancing with tractors in the street and actual square dancing and lots of line dancing as a kid. So country music, the parade was always a really big thing. And, you know, for a small town, I always thought it was a really good parade.
You sound like you've got a lot of really good memories.
Yes, definitely. And it's fun to talk to other people about their memories from the Tracy Festival. People who aren't even from Tracy, but friends of families from the area would be invited in. And, you know, I can talk to my friends from Pella who remember coming to Tracy during the festival time and either being in the parade with me or just participating in some of the events throughout the day.
Okay, and last year, you and your wife, Sarah, and some other folks got together, and you're bringing it back.
Yes, so last year, it'd been on a little hiatus, and we decided to kind of get together while we were sitting around the campfire and brainstorm on how could we bring this back. We knew it would have a little different identity than previous festivals. The reason being is the town isn't what it used to be. There aren't as many businesses in the downtown area, which those businesses helped to support the festival. So we knew it would have a different identity, and we just started brainstorming from there. And, you know, a lot of people had asked for parade. We haven't quite gotten to the parade level yet. That's kind of a big animal. I think once the festival kind of gets on its feet again, that's something we could consider in the future. But there's a lot of fun things on the docket for this year, and as there was last year. And I would definitely call last year's festival a success in its resurgence.
How many people you think came?
We get to ask that a lot. I would say around 300, but that's a complete guess. We're going to try to do a better job of tracking that this year because food vendors and musicians, that's one of the first questions they ask when you try to solicit for their time.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Tracy Festival with one of the organizers, Tyler Christian. Can you tell us some of the highlights of it? And first, the date.
The dates of the festival start on Friday, September 28th, and then it will be ending on September 30th. The main day will be Saturday, September 29th. And it'll start off with a movie in the park on Friday evening, just like we did last year. We had really good attendance. I think we had 125 people come and watch a movie in the ballpark that night on a big screen. So that was a lot of fun. And then we'll wrap up the festival with a community church service on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And that will also be held at the ball field on the stage. So this has been something that the Christian Reformed Church and the Methodist Church in Tracy have done for a number of years. They've held a community church service at least once a year. And it used to be held the day after the festival, and they would use the stage for the service. So we're going to bring that back again this year. And this year, the church service will be hosted by the Christian Motorcycle Association.
Okay, so this is airing on Friday, so it's starting tonight.
Yes, it'll start tonight, Friday, with a movie in the park. There'll be popcorn and cotton candy. And then we also have T-shirt pickup for those who purchase T-shirts. And then all the fun will begin on Saturday.
Okay, what kind of fun?
So Saturday, we start off the morning with a couple really cool things. The firefighters will be doing a breakfast at the Clay Township Fire Department. And also our 5K fun run walk that we did last year. That was probably one of our biggest hits from last year, and we definitely want to do that again. And this year we added a little flair to it. So not only is it run around town, generally using the same route as last year. But along the route, we're going to have about 20 to 25 Tracy fun facts on posters. So you'll get to learn a little bit of history about Tracy and just some interesting facts from throughout time.
That sounds like fun. Those are always popular, those 5K runs and walks.
Yeah, we had a really good turnout from high school students to adults. So we have 10 and under is $10. Above 10 years of age is $20 to register. We have a nice souvenir stainless steel cup with the Tracy Festival logo on it this year for those who register. And then also we've extended the registration to all of the area cross-country teams for a $15 nice. Registration as well, which we've had a couple of teams register their whole team, so that's really fun as well.
But if I want to, I can just get at the back and walk.
Yep, you can walk. We had a lot of walkers last year, and but it was still a lot of fun for everybody, and I think the facts that we'll have throughout town will make it even more interesting. We're going to have maybe a little prize at the end for someone who can remember the most facts.
Well, that
little,
is
little
intriguing.
Game show.
That's neat. But there'll be somebody there that knows a lot of history, I bet.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll nail it.
Yep. And it's funny you mentioned that because actually there's a gentleman who writes a like quarterly kind of newsletter that he sends out as a subscription service to area residents about Tracy history. Different people will write articles about what they remember growing up in Tracy, and then he publishes this and sends it out. So I use that as a lot of my fact-finding, putting these facts together for the 5K race. And that gentleman will actually be at the fire station in the afternoon that day to answer questions, and we'll have kind of a Tracy souvenir and memorabilia table set up with a lot of interesting things as well.
Okay, what else is happening?
So, new this year, we're having a car show, and we would like pre-registration for that. We have about 30 spaces available, and we only have a few spots left. So $10 registration, and I believe you'll get all your money back in the gift certificates that are available and some of the prizes for best of shows and things like that. So
since this is airing on Friday, we'll have a news story earlier telling people about this so people can pre-register if they heard the news story.
Yep.
Okay, and you were going to tell me about something else.
So then throughout the day we'll have lots of games as we did last year for kids to participate in. We had all kinds of things from bounce houses to scheduled games like tractor pulls and sack races and things like that. And some of those we have a kids class and an adult class in. So egg on a spoon, the bring your own bullfrog race, those things were a lot of fun last year, and we're definitely bringing those back. And so make sure you check in first thing Saturday morning, and because some of those will take a pre-registration to get signed up to do tractor pulls and things like that.
How about bring your own bullfrog?
Bring your own bullfrog. So we encourage people to find a farm pond and bring a bullfrog, and we did kind of a little relay race with that. We had a huge amount of participation last year. A couple of people went out and brought in 15 or 20 frogs, which that way all the kids that didn't bring a frog were able to participate as well. So,
how neat.
Yep, that was probably one of our biggest hits last year. So,
okay, anything else before we conclude?
Yeah, we will kind of cap off the day with a couple of live bands. Local talent Lucas Beebe will be playing from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. And then last year we had the Sugar Creek Band, and they'll finish off the night from 6 to 9. So everyone really enjoyed them. So we're going to stack up a couple really good bands to finish off the evening, and we'll just hope that the weather stays warm enough that we're not in winter jackets by that time.
Well, and then church service the next morning.
Yeah, it could be a cool morning.
Well, you know, I think if I remember right, last year you said you picked this date because you wanted this to be for the area, not just Tracy, but for anybody that wants to come, sort of the end event of the summer season, sort of a harvest end of year event.
Yep.
That we can all, you know, just wrap up the summer season.
Yep, kind of wrap it up, you know, before like the fall pumpkin festivals a little bit, but kind of after the school year had started and people are kind of back in their normal routine, just something to say goodbye to summer too.
And build some memories, especially for the kids.
Yes, that's what it's all about, because we all act like kids at the festival, but it's because of all of the memories that we all had attending previous festivals.
Thanks to Tyler Christian for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.